guided her both night and day, till marry they did agree. But when he came to get her parents' consent, they said that it never could be. She threw herself in Willie Moore's arms as often she'd done before. But little did he think when he left her that night, sweet Annie he would see no of May, the time I remember it well. That very same night, sweet Annie disappeared in a way no tongue can tell. Sweet Annie was loved both far and near, had friends most all around, and in the before the cottage door, the body of sweet Annie was found. She was taken by her weeping friends and was carried to her parents' room. And there she was dressed in a shroud of snowy white and laid in a lonely tomb. Her parents now are left alone, one mourns while the other weeps. Beneath the grassy mound, before the cottage door, the body of sweet Annie sleeps. Willie Moore scarcely spoke.